Chapter 26. What Gets Me Out of Bed in the Morning. Not long after getting to Washington, I started noticing the overuse of certain clichés, which I suppose is why they're clichés. For example, how often have you heard a politician say, "Growing up in state where I grew up, I learned the value of hard work." As if kids in the other 49 states grew up learning to slack off. By the way, I use this all the time, but only because growing up in Minnesota, I really did learn the value of hard work. Here's another one that drove me crazy. It's just the word robust, as in robust funding, which just means a lot of funding, or as in a robust response, which just means a strong response. No human being uses this word in casual conversation, but everyone in Washington uses it all the time. That's why I issued a fatwa against it in my office. No robust in speeches, no robust in press releases, no robust in robust letters calling for robust funding to ensure, another cliche, a robust response to a pressing problem. This policy held until I was trying to get a Republican colleague to sign on to a letter I had written to get stronger funding for Section 8 housing. My colleague reviewed the letter and agreed to sign on with one condition, that I had to change the word strong to robust. That's when I gave up the ghost. So if you ever happen to see me giving a speech and I use that word, you know that I deeply hate myself in that moment. Speaking of existential angst, another thing I noticed was that a lot of people in government kept saying things like, "What gets me out of bed in the morning is making sure our veterans have good jobs." Or, "What gets me out of bed in the morning is seeing to it that every child in America has a world-class education." Or, "What gets me out of bed in the morning is doing everything I can to see that our electric grid is secure." I thought to myself, why is everyone in this town so depressed? What gets me out of bed in the morning is having to pee. Sometimes it's also what gets me out of bed in the middle of the night. In either case, I always go right back to bed. The next thing that gets me out of bed in the morning is Franny saying, "It's morning and it's time to get out of bed." But I never get up right away. My first thought is usually, "Oh, I wish I could sleep some more." Then it's, "Man, I love to sleep." Then I think, "Oh, these covers are really nice and warm, too. And I like how it's cool on the underside of the pillow. That's a nice contrast." Then Franny will come in and say, "Come on, you really have to get up. I brought you some coffee." Then I think, coffee. How long can I wait to get up before the coffee gets cold? Then Franny comes back and says, "Come on now, really, you're being picked up in half an hour. I brought you another cup of coffee." And then I think, crap, I have to pee again. So I get up and start to tell Franny about the dream I was having about trying to get someplace but not being able to find it. "Everyone has that dream," Franny will say, handing me a towel. "Now get in the shower." The shower usually wakes me up, that and the coffee, and as I'm getting dressed in my suit, I start thinking to myself, "It's great to be alive. Now I get to go to the Senate and fight for the uniquely hardworking people of Minnesota."